I was gone last week. Dave was gone last week. Dave hit up a sweet World Cup game. We went down to Florida, down on the 30A area where we'll go in the summers and spring.
You summer there?
We summer there for a whole week. Yeah, we do Easter there. And so we've been going down there for a really long time. If you're familiar with that area, like watercolor, seaside, sea grove.
What do they call it? 30A?
Yes. 30A is the road that runs directly along the beach. It's like the one in California.
Okay.
Same concept, except it's really small.
Do you have the sticker on the back of your van or any sweatshirts that say 30A on them?
Negatory.
That's your wife.
No. I don't know, but I don't think so.
Does she have a Yeti that says 30A?
She may have a sticker that says 30A on her little Yeti. But we've been going down there for a long time since the kids were really small. And, you know, part of going down there, it's kid heaven, obviously, but any beach is. But sand's super white. It's super fluffy. It's not like like Texas beaches where, you know, the ones that Barkley make fun of down in Galveston or Port Aransas is kind of like the hard clay beaches that they have down there. It's like super white, fluffy sand. It's part of the appeal. But
the sand is super white.
The sand is, yeah. Thank God that it's the people are a mixed bag, Bob.
Huh.
So, you see down there, though, because it's pretty common to see old man with metal detector, like on beachfronts. And even this week, I pay no attention to it because I've never seen anybody find anything.
Yeah, I've seen, like, they have contraptions where you can basically roll the sand and anything that is in the sand will tumble into the barrel.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen that. I don't know if that's allowed everywhere. But
yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So.
So you're test driving your new metal detector?
No, but it's funny because this happened on Friday, and on Monday we were down there on the beach hanging out, and I saw these two teenage girls walking around with a metal detector. And I'm like, what are they doing? What are these teenage girls wasting their time with here? And what are they going to find? Nobody finds anything. It's just like some total waste of time, old person thing. But these two kids were doing it. So didn't think anything of it. And then on Friday, we're all sitting down there, me and my two kids and the missus. And again, my kids are old. My kids are 17 and 20. But we're down there throwing the football and goofing off. And we come back down and sit down in our chairs. And we're sitting there talking and listening to music and things like that. And my kid, my 17-year-old, is kind of just grabbing sand and then letting it slip through his hand. And then grabbing another pile just in mid-conversation. Just doing nothing. Just the busy work or whatever, you know? And so all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he just picks up another clump of sand and is sitting there talking, and then he goes, the hell? And he goes, what is this? And he holds out his hand, and there is a ring in his hand. And it looks kind of like Lord of the Rings ring. Definitely a wedding ring of some sort. I'm like, oh my God, I cannot believe you actually found a freaking ring.
It's what? The dream of every metal detector guy.
Yes.
On the beach.
100%. Truly. He finds the ring. And so I'm like, can you see anything? I couldn't read out there. My eyes aren't good enough to see inside of a ring. And right. So
any kind of engravement or anything.
Yeah. And he goes, yeah, there's something on there. I go, what is it? And it says on the ring, April 16th, 2016, I love you. So it's a wedding ring. I thought it was a woman's wedding ring because I couldn't put it around my finger. My son couldn't put it around his ring finger. We could barely put it over our pinky. So we're just assuming that it was a lady's ring. I got a lot of blowback, which I'll get to, saying that they think it was a man's ring. So I was like, wow, this is really, really crazy. So this happened at about, I don't know, 5 o'clock or so. And so I took a couple of pictures of it. He took a picture of the actual engravement on the inside of it. I'm like, let's just throw it up on social media and see what happens. Not thinking that anything would happen, but maybe there's someone would know someone that would know someone. And we've been going down there long enough to where I'm thinking, well, maybe I know someone that is aware that someone's missing a ring. And again, I don't know if this ring went missing on the day of the wedding, or did they come back here for their 10-year anniversary and it happened in April and they lost it in April? I don't know anything about this other than this ring was probably gone till the end of time, until my kid just scooped it up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, it's probably gone forever in that really, really fluffy white sand.
Coughed up by a whale.
Who knows? So I put it up there, and this is what I posted. I says, okay, I can't believe this just happened. I posted this at 6 o'clock, 6:06, July 10th, 3 days ago. Okay, I can't believe this just happened. My kid is sitting in a beach chair with his hand casually in the sand and suddenly goes, oh my God, look. He pulls up a girl's wedding band. It says, April 16th, 2016, I love you. This was gone forever until now. Seagrove, Florida. Let's find this lady. And then, done and dusted, bring the ring back up to the room.
So you basically give all the details about the ring, so there's no way that you can prove that it belongs to someone.
Well, no, we were talking about this. If somebody says, that's my ring, I'm going to need photo, I'm going to need documentation of when your wedding was, everything.
FaceTime with the girl.
You're going to need Heritage to photo match it.
Pretty much, yes. I'm going to need an exact, you know, close-up of the actual ring itself. And then, yeah, if you can prove that that's yours and blah, 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 then we'll go from there.
Now, are these your feet in the picture?
I don't know. Yeah, probably.
Just checking.
Yeah, that looks like my foot.
You just wanted people to see your feet. That's the whole reason.
Yeah.
Is that what this is, Corby?
Yeah, my sandy foot. So, again, I don't think anything of this because I don't think that there's any way that there's going to be any connection. But why not just throw it out there? What am I going to do with a ring? Other than hopefully this is why social media was maybe invented, for something like this to work. So at like 9 o'clock that night, I check my phone. And at 9 o'clock, 3 hours into this, it had 660,000 views. And I'm like, whoa!
That sounds very impressive.
And then I look at how many times it's been, and this is on Twitter because I'm not on anything else. I should have had my wife put it up on Instagram. Yeah, Truth Social. I should have had my wife put it up on Instagram or something like that, but I didn't. We just threw it up there, and then suddenly 660,000 turns into 1 million, and so on and so forth. And I wake up the next morning, and I look at it because I'm looking, but again, I've got no clues. I'm thinking there's this many people looking at it. Surely at some point there's going to be a clue. Someone's going to DM me. I got nothing. I wake up the next morning and I'm like, oh my God. And I think I sent you guys that photo.
Yeah.
That there were 6.5 million views in less than 12 hours on this thing. That 100,000 people had liked it and 8,000 people had it was ridiculous. The amount of people that kept putting this out there. And so here we are today, 3 days later, almost to the minute, 3 days later. And it is at 12.7 million views, 195,000 likes, 16,000 retweets, and not one clue whatsoever. Like, this somehow has not made it. There have been 13 million people that have read this thoroughly enough to where they're going to send it out somewhere else, and no one has come forward with any information.
Have you had this ring appraised?
I just got home. No, I don't care how much it costs.
Yeah, so one guy, Vincent, said, Corby's kids literally find gold on their vacation taking after Pop.
Oh, my God, another bar of gold.
And then AI knows about it because I just Googled April 16th, 2016 wedding ring. And AI answers, you are likely thinking of the viral wedding ring discovered by a family vacationing in Seagrove, Florida. The child of a family visiting the area dug the ring out of the sand, which had an engraving that read, April 16, 2016, I love you. Because the ring was posted on social media to locate its owner, it has gained widespread attention. If you are looking to track down the owner or want to share information, let me know.
You are kidding me.
No, that's all on the old Gemini.
Wow. So, yeah, so...
You had no imposters, even?
No. No one's even reached out to say that, you know, fake, outside of Mexican Junior. You know, hardcore P1s, but nobody, you know... And Eli Jordan saw this, and Eli is a fan of that area, too, and I guess he or his wife belongs to some Facebook group down there. Turns out, one of my best friends from high school, his wife... is a member of that Facebook group, too, because he posted it there.
A 30A Facebook group.
Yes. It's all women. Of course. And so he saw that through his one of my best buddies from high school.
Suspicious joggers or anything?
Right. So it's out there. And
I saw somebody with their hood up.
All Karen.
It's out there, and I can't believe... that nothing, not a word, has come out of... But as my wife said, she goes, what if this was lost on purpose? What if someone
like
came down here and they were like, they're down there with a bunch of girls and you're like, I'm so sick of Barry and the way he treats me. And
poor Barry.
Yeah. And just, you know what you should do, Sugar? Just throw that ring in the sand.
Yeah, but you would think that they would throw it in the ocean, not... dump it right there where people sit.
Maybe they did.
Well, that's where the whale comes in.
Yeah.
The whale beached itself.
So did Witt say anything about this?
No, I've not talked to Witt yet either. He's, you know, he's coaching.
Oh, he's in Norman. Yeah,
he's in Norman. Working on, we have so much to talk about with Jason Witt.
Next five star.
Yeah. So yeah, man, it's really weird. I couldn't believe it actually, something like that happened. It's a really nice ring, whether it's a guy's ring or a girl's ring, like super fancy looking.
Like a ham-sized man's ring?
Yeah. Maybe I should bring it up tomorrow and see if Ham can wear it.
Like if it fits him like the glass slipper?
Right.
It's like bigger than an Altuve, but smaller than a ham. And
yeah, right.
Maybe you could wear it as a toe ring with your Birks.
Yeah, I don't want to wear the ring at all, Dave. That's not the point. I want no part of the ring.
Well, it's what made you famous, though.
That's true.
You owe a lot of your career to this ring.
I'm now on AI somehow. So, yeah, if you got any ideas on what to do and how to share this thing, I mean, it's, again, it's Twitter, and so we know that Twitter is, what, fourth in line as far as population goes? But, I mean, 13 million people, and then it made its way to Facebook, never put it on Instagram, but that probably would have been the smart play, right? You stick that out there, and is it the same concept as far as sharing? And
yeah, I don't know if things get traction if you're not already mega famous, if you're just a random person. I don't know if the algorithm picks up stuff on Instagram like it does on Twitter.
Okay.
But I don't know. Maybe.
No, it's... Well, maybe this is a different one. I was going to say, I feel like it's been reshared on just about every outlet. But,
probably, yeah.
So you're looking for someone who is white who lost their wedding ring.
Why do you keep bringing up white?
Just regional. I'm just trying to close the net.
Okay.
On the world's population.
Let's say white, southern, okay?
Yeah.
Probably south of...
Who uses Facebook.
Tennessee, yeah, right. who uses Facebook, who got married on April 16th, 2016.
Who's thin enough to wear a very small ring.
Right.
Who was married 10 years ago, so probably in their late 20s, early 30s.
Yeah, mid-30s, something like that. Yeah.
Probably hot.
I know.
Probably really grateful.
I would think so.
Probably so. Willing to do anything to get it back.
Again, I'm not looking for that, Dave.
How bad do you want this ring?
You need to leave me out of this.
All right. Well,
there you go.
Call Crime Stoppers if you know anything about this.
Yes, indeed.